Let's move into our next discussion hour at 7 past. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer and Roberta and Richie. And here we're joined every week by Dr. Jack Stockwell, an upper cervical NUCCA doctor taking care of your spine, your neck. He is in Utah, has a couple of offices, St. George's and Salt Lake City, handles hundreds if not thousands of people every year. You can go to his website, jackstockwell.com. And check him out. He's got a newsletter every week, and he focuses on a lot of the things that you are talking about and you're interested in. The FDA, our pals, Jack, at the FDA, have been scrutinizing threats to our health and well-being, like vitamins and supplements and alternative health therapies. This is a real problem, needs to be dealt with. They lend their approval, as we know, to drugs. And we all know what a great track record they have there. Vioxx said to have claimed 70,000 lives. None of the drugs that are connected to Vioxx have been taken off of the market. Well, I think eventually they were, but it took a lot of work to get them off, right?
Well, yeah, it does. It takes a lot of work to get it on in the first place.
Yeah, it does.
It takes a lot of work to get it off.
Right. Yeah.
And one of the amazing things about it, it doesn't have to be all that effective to get final approval.
Mm-hmm. And then they are doing their duty to demonize a lot of natural remedies that you and I support. Now, there are a lot of people who say there's no evidence. I had a conversation with one of our other contributors, Dr. Pam Popper, on Monday, who is, she says she's a recovering naturalist. Isn't that the term she used, Richie?
Something like that.
Yeah, naturopath, I think. And she says that she, even though she's not a big, she's not a fan of drugs, thinks that if you're going to believe or use things that are supposedly naturally healthy, they ought to be supported with research as well. And I pointed out to her that most of the studies that I've seen contradict other studies, and depends on who pays for them as to what the results are. She rejected that theory. And that's okay. It's up to her to feel as she does.
Well, I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I know you do.
You know, a lot of researchers.
Yes,
a lot of these researchers. Well, yeah, they live from research to research to research.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying they're being dishonest, but they may not be completely honest.
Well, but are the people who are selling supplements being honest as well? Some of them are, and some of them aren't. That's the real problem. There is some like standard process that you and I use that we recommend that are way above and beyond whatever the call to duty is here. It's because it's all made from real food makes it so successful. And there are, you know, tonight, that there are people who are manufacturing this stuff that are using junk, and the things they're selling is they might as well be drinking water. There's that. And so if that's the point, trying to make the people selling this stuff more responsible, that's okay. But then when you just say, okay, taking this vitamin, that supplement hasn't been approved, so what? Who are you? You're wrong as much as you're right. I speak to the FDA.
Yes, well, there have been a lot of studies that have come out, and they'll talk about how too much vitamin A will cause birth defects. Too much vitamin C will cause hardening of the arteries.
Correct.
But at the end of these reports, they almost invariably will say something like this. However, when these vitamins were used from food, we've got no such deleterious reports.
Mm-hmm.
Only when they were in a synthetic form, concentrated in some bottle, in some capsule, some pill, in a form that does not occur in nature.
So
that's why we use what we use.
Have there been lawsuits? I think Merck was the one that developed Vioxx, weren't they?
Yes.
Have there been lawsuits against them? There been lawsuits against any of these drug companies? Remember Fenfen?
Yes. Well, there's another one that's been showing up on TV lately about Accutane. If you're having some kind of acne problems, what Accutane does to the liver, what it does to the kidneys. You know, anytime some new drug comes out with whatever kind of fanfare shows up, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, there'll be commercials on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Did you use this drug? Did you get these side effects? Call this number. You may be able to get some money back.
Yeah, right. So they have the ads for testing drugs. You would like to be a part of a drug. I remember when somebody asked me if I wanted to be involved in a test for Viagra about 25 years ago, maybe.
You punch him in the nose?
No, I didn't know what it was. I said, what is it? What's it supposed to do? And I don't remember. I didn't participate.
Well, back then it was related to the heart and blood pressure.
Yeah. Now, I have been speaking of a lot of these things, wondering whether my either not taking enough of a certain supplement or maybe taking too much of a certain supplement has been responsible for me having fatty liver. It's referred to by some as a disease, but I have been told that I had an ultrasound as part of my regular physical exam, and I'm told now that I have fatty liver. And the reason I tell all these stories on the air is because I want people to learn from my experience. Obviously, I'm not going to kick off tomorrow, but there are things that affect all of us. So if I have things that are affecting me, I have heard of fatty liver disease in cows. We have a problem from time to time with a cow that's too heavy, and usually it comes from them being overweight. So I asked the question, because I'm not exactly overweight, how it is that I have fatty, what they call fatty liver disease.
Different nutritional intakes have different digestive pathways. Carbohydrates have a particular digestive pathway. Proteins do. Fats and oils do have different pathways. The profundity that Americans seem to have for fruit and some of the sweeter vegetables, peas, corn, carrots, things like this, the fructose that naturally sweetens these kinds of foods, especially the fruits, go a different pathway than the sucrose would from other kinds of vegetables like the starchy vegetables like potatoes. And what happens is there's a conversion that takes place inside the liver so that the fructose can be used, because your body can't use the fructose. The fructose has to be changed into glucose before the cells can actually use it.
All right, but here we are telling people more vegetables, more fruit, eat. And that's, by the way, if you go online and you investigate fatty liver disease, the first thing that's said in any number of these sites is eat more fruit and vegetable.
I know.
Well, God,
I know.
I eat, I have, not only do I take the supplements that are green, but I know within an average day, for example, already this morning I've had a banana, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, watermelon, kiwi, orange. That's so far
but
today.
Jack, you're talking about the sugary vegetables and fruits.
Well, he just listed half of them. I have no problem with the berries.
Uh-huh.
Berries have enough fiber and they have enough a low glycemic index that they're not a real problem. The banana is a problem. The orange is a problem. Watermelon is a problem. Way too much sugar. And that's what's immediately converted to fat inside the liver. You do not get fat from eating fats and oils. You get fat from eating carbohydrates. This controversy has gone on for more than a century now. It was well established with very detailed tests over 100 years ago in Germany and Switzerland and France, with some of the early studies that kind of got pushed under the table during World War I. It was lost. It wasn't that important a subject. The Germans brought it back out between World War I and World War II, and at the end of World War II, nobody was caring about what made you fat. They were just looking for food, period, in Europe. But it has reemerged back in the 60s. We knew in the 60s carbohydrates are what makes us fat. And the more starchy vegetables and the more sugary fruit that we eat, the body is going to convert that to fat.
But the government, through the CDC and through the Health and Human Services, said eat 5 fruits and vegetables. They don't say what the 5 fruits and vegetables are or ought not to be. It's a generic eat.
So let's help
5.
What should they be?
Fruits
and
vegetables.
We know they shouldn't be. What should they be?
What we should have is a more protein-oriented diet, pure and simple. This is what millions of years of our being on this planet has produced, the kinds of enzymes of the old Paleolithic diet.
Right, but we recognize the fact that I'm not going to eat meat, and I'm not going to eat chicken, and
so
a lot of other people are not.
Then the alternative
is...
So fish,
beans, and leafy green vegetables.
Well, yeah, not a whole lot of beans either, but leafy green vegetables and fish and cheese.
You're killing me here. What can I?
Cheese. I thought cheese was always dairy, loaded with fat.
Ken, well, the fat doesn't hurt you. That's what I'm trying to say.
The fat that's in oranges hurts me, but the fat in cheese doesn't.
No, the sugar in oranges hurts
me. I know, I understand, but we're drying, which then turns to fat.
As soon as any sugar hits the bloodstream, the insulin levels scream to the ceiling. They do that to bring the sugar in the blood back down, because too much sugar in the blood, you're going to go into a coma. Not enough sugar in the blood, you're going to go into a coma. You have a very tight envelope there that your body constantly regulates with the hormone insulin. But while insulin brings the sugar levels back down to where they should be after you eat a meal, in fact, just thinking about eating a meal starts to raise the insulin levels inside the body. Now, what happens at this point when the insulin levels start to go up? Every fat metabolizing hormone in the human body shuts down and short circuits and stops until that sugar level comes back down. Now, while insulin job is to bring down the sugar levels, its number one job is energy storage, fat storage. Whatever it doesn't immediately need as energy is converted to fat. That'll take place in the liver. And if you're getting too much of this, you're going to get fatty liver disease. You graze a cow on grass out in the field and let it drink from the stream, it's not going to have any problems. You start loading it up with grain, it's going to get a fatty liver.
See, I stopped serving grain. I haven't had any trouble with DAs or fatty for two and a half years. We haven't had any trouble, no feet trouble. No DAs.
Precisely.
Fatty liver, none of that stuff. Yeah.
Grain for gain.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put on weight? Eat grain.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of weight? Stop the grain.
All right. So that we don't have. We actually, I do feed from time to time orange peels ground up for the cows. They love it. Pumpkin ground up for the cows. They love it. There is now breads and that sort of thing. They love to eat that. Anything that isn't meat, they'll really devour. Interestingly,
yeah, they're not carnivores.
No,
they have a different digestive system, and they're designed to graze all day long because they're eating low-density nutrition foods. And so they have to eat all day long to get whatever nutrition's out of there to keep those several hundred pounds.
Could we do the same thing as humans? Could we graze out in the fields and eat grass and have a healthy
body? We're not
body?
Designed to do that, no, because you don't have the digestive system to
break. But yet they'll tell you to have green leafy vegetables and have.
Well, that's different. Because the broadleaf green vegetable has been pulling in a lot of sun, a lot of carbon dioxide, and a lot of moisture and minerals from the ground so that you get mineral-rich foods this way, but without a whole lot of sugar.
So spinach and lettuce, broccoli, all that stuff's fine.
The greener, the better.
Yep. All right, there it is. Jack's.
Now, Jack, with grazers.
Yeah.
Where'd Roberta go? Well, it didn't work.
I'm here. With grazers, they don't have gallbladders, right? So if, as a human, you don't have your gallbladder, you should be grazing.
If you do not have a gallbladder, you need to supplement bile salts. I have a great product for that.
What's it called?
Because if you don't have a gallbladder, you're not going to get the fat breakdown that you need to get, and you're going to be short of vitamins A, D, E, and K. It's called Colocol. It's made by Standard Process. Colocol.
Colocol.
Purified bile salts.
All right, get that, Roberta. You'll be fine. And call me in the morning. Take two of them tonight. Call me in the morning. Dr. Jack Stockwell, again, his website, jackstockwell.com. You'll see a lot of work that he's doing with his patients. I get reviews of various products. Find some help. You'll need a moment or two. This is not easy. I mean, you go there and get a lot of different bits of information. His radio archives are there, too. They're cool. JackStockwell.com. Thanks, Jack. 21 after. Have a good day.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Christina and her team performing Lady Marmalade. Want to crack this up, Rich? Yeah, like that.
Yeah, this had Christina with her team.
Yeah. Did I say that?
You did.
All right. I'm destroying it. All right, so this is a lot of energy. Energy, big energy song.
My wife was almost in shock watching this.
Why?
Christina was falling out of her dress.
Really?
Like in
she's
a good
definitely
way.
More endowed
she
than
Hispanic?
She used to be.
Aguilera?
Yeah. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, she's on. She's a judge.
Yeah, she was falling out of her dress. And
really?
Janet was like, you can see parts there.
Is she that well? I haven't been a connoisseur of how she looks.
Yeah,
she was very thin before, but after having her baby, she's definitely picked up some in the right spots, if you catch my drift.
I get your drift, Jennifer.
You get my drift?
I do. 25 after the hour. Okay, here's Team Christina's Lily Elise performing Fergie's Big Girls Don't Cry.
The song I'm singing is Big Girls Don't Cry by Fergie.
I'm way better than this in my car.
You're better than this? Singing
in my car,
I don't. I don't get excited about this, frankly.
It gets into it in a second.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about all these talent shows. America's Got Talent. Where are these people coming from? You see the promo for it on the air.
They're
like
you. They're me.
Thousands,
they're
tens
everywhere.
Of thousands of people lined up in Hollywood to go into this thing, to have a chance at fame. That's what people. That's how it's built. Fame and fortune can be yours. They await you.
Absolutely.
Well, most people don't have what it takes. So
that's
on
right.
The way, does that mean you become a victim? You get used? No. Because you get up there and you make a fool of yourself, which is what a lot of people do. It's kind of sad, actually.
You take your shot and you fail or succeed or learn something about the journey.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, how many people have you seen try radio and aren't in it anymore?
A lot.
How many people have you seen come work at the farm and couldn't hack it?
A lot.
It's part of life, man.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Richie, I've got a job for you on the farm if you want to come up.
That would definitely last
care
a very
of
short
cows.
Time.
Yeah. 27 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I have finally figured out what it is that intrigued me or bothered me about all the pictures of the U.S. Airways plane on its way to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. The advertising?
For its final destination. No.
What?
They stripped the plane of all the usable parts. They took the nose cone off. They took the doors off. They took the wings and the engines off. They took the tail off. Part of that was necessary to be able to move it. But for the most part, if you really understand how the salvage yards work for airplanes, you'll know that every single usable part of that plane, other than the fuselage, was taken off so they can use it on another plane. Parts. Used parts.
Okay.
That's what they do.
What's the problem?
Well, I didn't say there's a problem. It struck me as bothering you. Well, it bothers me because it's being touted as the plane.
Right.
It isn't the plane at all.
It's
a fuselage where people sat. Everything else is gone. And they probably already put it on some other plane.
That makes you feel good, doesn't
it? Yeah. That was the reality, kind of a stark thing.
We know the motors are gone.
No, everything's gone other than the fuselage itself. Food for thought. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Making this a good day, a sunny day. China warns U.S. debt default idea is playing with fire.
What the heck is that all about? Somebody told me yesterday we were talking about the debt that we have in our country and how the powers that be working on trying to have either the deficit get higher or the debt limit increased. And people don't understand. What is it that we don't understand? What the Republicans, a warning from the Chinese to the Republicans saying if we have a debt default to force deeper government spending, that's the way we need to get at the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. The Chinese, who hold a lot of our paper, say, no, not a good idea. I suppose that you can understand that a little bit. They don't want to lose. But isn't it interesting, again, to go back to what we were talking about yesterday, the idea of us becoming so dependent on them for goods and for money. Like, they are, in their world, they have lots of cash, and they don't have deep roots. In our world, we have deep roots, but we don't have a lot of cash. It's sort of like the discussion we were having last week, Roberta, about money. I have all of this, these assets, but where's the cash? And if you have lots of land and stuff, those sorts of assets, you can on paper be worth a lot of money. But if you are trying to pay your bills and you can't borrow against it because the government says to banks you can't lend to people that don't have this certain ratio and that number and yada, yada, something else. So what good is all of it? And that's sort of what the government is telling the banks they can't do what the government is doing. That's really what the government does, what they tell us we can't do. Right? Have access to all of the cash. And as Richie was pointing out earlier, and we've actually had this go around once or twice before, asking about currency, how much actual cash is in circulation, not only here in our country, but the Chinese question sort of begs our understanding or questions about the money and how much money to print and who decides that? The government is borrowing money every day. So if they're borrowing money every day, is there an, what do you know about abundance? God has created the ability in all of us to make unlimited amounts of money. We're only limited by our own sense of what we can do. But there isn't any limit. And this sort of begets a vastly fascinating question as to how much money there is in the world. How much cash, and is there a difference between the amount of cash that's available
right.
and the amount of money? If the money that keeps being lended out, where does that come from?
And where does it go? If I went to get, we started talking about this last week, I think it was.
Yeah.
If I went to get all of my money out of the bank and you went to get all of your money out of the bank, could you? Is there a dollar printed for every dollar there is?
But that's not the point. The dollar being printed versus what backs up that piece of paper, the old gold thing in Fort Knox and yeah. whatever other things.
Well, the gold's not the what backs it up anymore.
Well, what does?
And some say that's the problem.
The faith in the currency of the United States, that's all it is.
Yeah,
a piece
we don't
of
have
paper.
A gold-backed dollar bill right now.
There are billions of dollars in circulation, probably about $400 billion. But we have how much? We have trillions in debt. So if there's only $400 billion actually in circulation, money that they refer to as M1, money you can spend right now. The money supply is the money paper plus the money in checking deposit. And this becomes a very complicated formula. And I think that's what Richie's bringing up. The answer to the question is no, you can't, you wouldn't be able to. If everybody wanted cash for every cash is one thing, but then whatever backs it up is another thing. It doesn't exist.
Well, it's a digital shell game.
Right. It's,
because
it's
banks,
kiting.
The banks, what you go to jail for doing if right. you do it as an individual is what they're doing. They're kiting checks.
The bank doesn't have a dollar for every dollar that we
not
all have
close.
In the bank. They just keep trading zeros and ones, digital yeah. zeros and ones back and forth, and mm-hmm. saying, okay, this person just spent this amount of money here. I give you this amount in your bank. And they say, okay, we have now this amount in our bank. But they don't actually trade the real money.
Well,
it's
here's
all
the
just
other
a
way.
Balance transfer.
Yeah.
So there's no actual currency ever exchanged.
So when you write a check,
it's just a computer balance sheet.
Let's say I go to the bank today with $100, put it in my checking account. The bank doesn't figure that I'm going to take it all out that minute, so they lend some of it out. And that money is spent to buy a house, let's say, a mortgage on a house. People that bought the house go bankrupt, mortgage defaults. What happens to my money that mm-hmm. I gave to the bank to watch, and the bank decided to lend it to this guy to buy a house, and the guy defaults on his mortgage? And so then where's my money? Where is it? I want my money. Oh, sorry, we put in this house, and the poor guy that owned it has defaulted on the mortgage, so we'll sell it. And so if we can't, if the house is worth $100,000, we only get 80. That means you only get 80 cents back on the dollar.
Here, let me see if I
this
can
is
help
how,
you.
This is how wackadoodle this can get.
Look at how old this problem is and yeah. this how confusing this has been for
very
years.
Confusing.
But this helps also set it up. Y'all remember It's a Wonderful Life?
Yep.
When George walks out and looks at all the people who have their hand out and they all want their money back, right?
Yeah.
So
play that.
What does he tell them?
Just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. 894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags.
So, I mean, you remember when George
eye.
Walks in and he says, no, Bill, your money's in Bob's house.
Yeah.
And Bob, yours is in
right,
Jane's
that's what
house.
I'm just saying.
Jane,
yeah.
Yours is in, yeah.
So you can't have it back. The whole financial system, some people say, is a house of cards. And were it not for that, we would not be able to own houses. I wouldn't be living where I am. I couldn't have afforded to buy the house with the cash that was necessary to buy it when I bought it, or the land to build a house. I couldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. And neither could you. Very few of you. Some of you could. God bless you. But now it's even more an important point to have the money from a source that keeps us buying things and keeps the economy going. So if the financial system is a house of cards, then the economy is a house of cards. The main concern is how much the government is issuing in paper and what the interest payments are going to be on that paper. What's the interest payment now? How much are the Chinese making on the money that they haven't put the money up either. That's, again, right. Their whole financial system is more of a house of cards than ours is. We just find that they have more cash, readily available cash, or so they have more zeros somewhere on ledgers. Right. Do they actually have the cash? No. They don't have the roots.
We owe them the cash.
Yeah.
Which we don't have to pay them.
Right. If they call the note, we're bankrupt. And that's how they destroy America.
It's just amazing. I mean, you go back, you know, I don't know, 1,000 years when everybody was trading rocks or gold or salt or whatever it was.
And a barter system.
I physically give you something for something that I want from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We actually bartered actual goods and money or exchanged something. Now that exchange is all digital and it is imaginary.
Yeah.
There's nothing actually
there.
Not
only does your town not have money to pay its bills, it doesn't have money to pay its bills, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It's not only they don't have the actual money, they don't have enough money. The balance is not there, so they have to do things like the crash tax that we were talking about earlier.
When you pay your bills, what do you send to the bank?
I send a check.
All right, when I pay my bills, I send them online.
Yeah.
We never actually, there's no money ever being exchanged unless you go to the 7-Eleven.
What's money? The paper that you use isn't money.
Right.
That's paper. It's not money, it's paper. I'm exchanging ice cream and milk at my dairy store for credit card debt.
For zeros and ones.
Zeros and ones or
digital
cash.
Zeros and ones.
Or checks that people give me.
The cash is okay because that's money. That's real money.
No, it isn't. Cash is not real money. It's a piece of paper.
No,
it's not real money. No, it's not. It's not real money. It's not real.
Then there is no real money.
There isn't any. You're right. There's no such thing as real money. There isn't. Other than the... And
what
even gold. Yeah, it really is.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Well, gold is real money.
I consider
only because
gold
today
real money.
It has value. Diamonds. Why would you think that a piece of rock...
I know.
That's basically coal is worth the
pressed
kind of money
coal,
that people are foolish
beautiful.
Enough to spend for it?
And it's rare, and it's hard to get
it. It's rare. That's why
you have to have your own slave labor to get it.
Yeah. Right. Blood diamonds.
But it's just, it's
blood
a
gold.
Fascinating concept. If you've never really sat down to think about it, it blows your mind.
All right, I got a headache. It's time for Dr. Ken to give me some relief. Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, treats your headache now that Richie's given you one. He's up in a moment here on Good Day.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
I never thought I'd miss the days when a gallon of gas cost $3. Good thing the Sears Blue Automotive crew is here to help. They explained how old spark plugs could be hurting my car's fuel efficiency and told me when mine should be replaced.
Through June 4th, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $80 after mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer end dates vary from 6-4 to 7-30.
Wearing glasses with Prizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Prizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Prizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
That sound like the guy's name who played Jesus? Isn't that the way he pronounced his name? Crizeal or Crivio? No, how do you pronounce that guy's name?
Jim.
Jennifer. Huh?
Jim
Caviezel?
Caviezel.
God bless you.
Caviezel.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program now in help mode. Not that we always aren't in help mode, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, the medical expert of the Doug Steffens' Good Day program, with his daily dose of important medical information and daily dose of recommendation for those who are trying to lose weight, Metafast. I was talking earlier about fatty liver, which you told me that I had, and how to get rid of it, losing a little more weight, even though I'm heavy. I am. And whether it's redistributed as muscle or whatever. But I was shocked because I'd forgotten that humans can get this, too. I've had cows with it, and we stopped feeding them grain, basically carbohydrates, and the fatty liver problem and other problems they had have gone away. So if we had a carb-free diet, Ken, one wonders. And I wonder, when you look at Metafast, that's not really a carb-free diet because they have all kinds of things have been specially formulated to help you lose weight. But I think there's a balance in all of this, isn't there?
It really is. And whole grains are so healthy for lowering the risk of so many health illnesses. I would hate to tell people to limit their whole grains. But calories in, calories out, and the ultrasounds don't lie. And, you know, don't go wacky about it, but just a little bit of weight loss. And your fatty liver is okay because your liver functions are normal. So that's just a matter of some slow weight loss.
Yeah. All right. So slow weight loss, or like Richie did and Jennifer did, Roberta did. Some of it was faster than others. It goes up, comes down. But if you're conscientious about this, this is the best way for you to carry the day. Losing weight the Metafast way. Log on to MetafastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken to save some money on your Metafast products. Or call 800-506-4115. Use the code Dr. Ken. Again, saving money is what this is all about. Saving your life, getting rid of the weight. It's all together. 800-506-4115. It makes so much sense. The women in combat discussion, apparently they can take it.
Out of the Journal of Abnormal Psychology this morning, Doug, male and female military personnel exposed to combat zone trauma, they tend to experience similar mental health problems, and interestingly, they recover at the same rate, according to this study.
All right, new guidelines, more vitamin D news today, Ken.
Well, this is actually mainstream medicine catching up with alternative medicine. The Endocrine Society, which is the main guideline-writing society for traditional doctors, for the endocrinologists who specialize in hormones, they're finally saying that Americans are deficient and most need more vitamin D. But they're a little contradictory. They're saying that we all need more vitamin D, but only those who are at risk of deficiency need to have their levels checked. But what they are acknowledging is that everybody should have their level, their 25-hydroxyvitamin D level above 30, and they're also stressing it should ideally be between 40 to 60. My advice, if you've never had your vitamin D level checked, ask your doctor to get it checked and make sure it's above 30 and ideally between 40 to 60. And if you're taking supplements, get it checked at least once.
More bad news for smokers.
There is. This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine. Women who smoke are much more likely than non-smokers to develop clogged arteries in the legs. But the good news is quitting can lower those odds.
All right. It's 51 past the hour. Dr. Ken says it's time for you to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Paws and get yourself pain-free right now is the time to do it.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREE FOOD NOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for FREE FOOD KNOW-HOW at OfTheField.com.
Good enough, Cyndi Lauper, number one movie and song during this week in 1985. 26, is that right? 26 years ago?
Wow.
Ah.
Wow.
Chuck Curry is here with movie moments, movie news, movie music. That's how we get started here as we get into the mind of those who like movies and DVDs, videos, all that sort of thing. With Chucker, it's a specialty. He loves, 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 loves this stuff. It's like he eats
it. I just want to say, Doug, that music video was a classic. I don't know if you remember it. It featured almost all the WWF wrestlers at the time, which included Roddy Piper, Freddie Blassie, the Iron Sheik. That was a great video.
Yeah. That's
when Cyndi Lauper got involved in wrestling with a wrestler named Wendy Richter, and she was heavily involved in the original WrestleMania.
What did she do? She didn't wrestle anybody.
She managed a female wrestler.
Oh, did she?
Wendy Richter.
Uh-huh.
And, I attended the first WrestleMania Madison Square Garden some 25 years ago.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Silly stuff. All right, well, it's become a big commercial success now for sure. So anyway, Chucker is here to give us some movie news in a moment. We have a contest. This movie was number one during this week in 1983, and whenever we dust it off every couple of years, it always is fun to listen to the pieces and have you figure out what this movie is. It's really fun for all of them, but this one is one of those special ones. 800-510-8255. Richie's going to play the three audio clues. You're going to try to figure it out. First person here with the right answer who hasn't won before on Movie Moments will be awarded with a prize, the Doug Steffen Prize. Here's the first clue.
Is there a problem, officer?
Got it.
800.
That's an easy one.
That is. Next clue.
Ta-da! Quarter blood technique. You do that, a quarter blood will drop out of a person's body.
Trucker, you got it, right?
I got it. Great movie.
Of course. That's a wonderful movie. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful movie.
When he was still really funny.
Yeah. Well, he still is if he wants to be. That's the problem. All right, last time here.
It occurs to me that the best way you hurt rich people is by turning them into poor people.
There you go. We're all heading that direction.
Hey, baby, once you have a man with no legs, you never go back.
That's when they make comedies with scripts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Funny stuff.
Very funny.
All right. So anyway, Richie, you needed some time here?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Okay. Hold on, Trucker. Movie news in a minute.
Following your doctor's instructions is important, whether it's about taking your medications or wearing and caring for your contact lenses. But research shows that many contact lens wearers are not taking proper care of their lenses. Dr. Michael Rosenblatt has advice on how to take better care of contacts before, during, and after you wear them.
So first, you want to make sure that you are washing your hands before you put your contact lenses in and before you remove them. Second, you want to make sure that you are properly disposing of your lenses, replacing them when your doctor recommends. And of course, many patients have trouble remembering that. There are services out like Acuminder.com, which is an easy electronic reminder tool. And third, and probably one of the most important, is the way we care for our contact lenses. You want to make sure that you're properly cleaning them, that you're properly disinfecting them, that you're using fresh contact lens solution every day, that you're emptying that solution out in the morning, you're cleaning your case, you're replacing your cases regularly. You know, we have lots of patients who don't want to do all that, though. And so in my practice, we highly recommend daily disposable contact lenses, something like the one-day AccuBeMoist.
Final tip, see your eye care professional yearly for an exam.
All right, Trucker, let's have some movie news, pal.
All right, Doug, the new film Super 8, which opens on Friday, which I can't wait to see, is reportedly tracking somewhat soft for advanced box office sales. While the studio, Doug's probably a bit nervous, is going with the decision by director J.J. Abrams and executive producer Steven Spielberg not to show any footage of the film's monster. Basically, it is a monster movie.
Yeah.
It is a homage to Spielberg's 70s and 80s Amblin movies. Movies like E.T. I don't know if you remember when E.T. was released. They never showed any footage of E.T. before you went into the theater. Never showed any footage of Gizmo before Gremlins. They never showed Robin Williams' Peter Pan Fly before you've seen Hook. I think this is a good decision and refreshing and something every other studio should follow, but probably will not.
Yeah. I'm looking at some release dates for movies this summer. Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts, first Friday of July. With
yeah,
Larry
pretty,
Crown.
It looks pretty good. Tom Hanks also directed that movie.
Right. And the Jason Bourne without Matt Damon movie is in August?
Yeah, that's going to be next year, Doug.
Oh, I thought that was this year.
No. Three big movies that open this month besides Super 8 will be Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Pixar's Cars 2. And the third Transformers film, which I hear it buzzes very good.
Yeah. All right.
A lot better.
Let's get the name of the movie. Nathan, what's the name of the movie?
Beverly Hills Cop with it.
Victor, what's the name of the movie? Victor?
48 Hours.
Pat, what's the name of the movie? Pat?
Trading Places?
Trading Places, number one movie. Eddie and what's his face? Bill Murray.